Hey, what's up, everyone? My name is J.R. Robinson. I'd like to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotica from a Man's Perspective. And as always, I want to say thanks for supporting this platform. Greatly appreciate the love, everybody supporting, subscribing, listening, sharing this podcast, because when I look at the numbers, I can see the growth of the podcast. So thank you. Tonight's topic is sexting. So please sit back, relax, and I'll be back with the questions. Which is, what make people marry at first sight? It's got to be some type of emotion that's in you to bring that out. Now, I understand love is at first sight. I've seen it, I've been through it. But to get married as soon as you meet someone, though not uncommon, it happens daily. I mean, people out in Vegas, people go to Vegas after meeting each other. Or people are, out there in Vegas having a good time, vacationing, run into somebody, and they got a chapel that you can get married 3 o'clock in the morning. So it is possible. But can that marriage be sustained? Can it have longevity? Will it last? In my opinion, a person gets married at first sight is looking for a process that's going to teach each other, help build a relationship, and maybe a family. You may have two people come together who may have came from a rough background or a difficult situation, fall in love and have the best marriage compared to people who've been knowing each other for years. But I think it's rare. Yeah, I do. But like I said before, it's possible. And although an aspect of getting married at the first sight is a form of risk, very risky, extremely risky, there's some certain steps that can be taken to try to mitigate that risk. But there is no guarantee a person who's getting married at the first time is looking forward to taking on a challenge. Reasons why people will probably get married at first sight would be like their home environment. Like I said a few minutes ago, they probably came from a situation that wasn't very good, didn't have no structure, didn't have a father in the house, mother was always working, and you may have a child who had to grow up by themselves, who may have to have taken care of the younger siblings, and then they finally realize that they're missing out on something. But they think they're missing out on something, which is love, which is to be loved, which is to have a home that has everything that they lack. Because it provides a sense of security. It's more than just finding the right person. It's finding a home that is compatible with you getting married. A person's home environment is a big part of finding the right person. Another reason is envy. Envy of married couples. Envious of married couples. Okay, you see a couple hanging out, holding hands, having the best of times. And you see that and you want that. But do you really know what's going on with that marriage? Do you really know what's going on with that couple? Just because they are holding hands and having a good time doesn't mean they don't have problems. Which is, everybody have problems. True. But you need more than just what you see on the outside to make you want to get married at first sight. Everybody thinks differently. Everybody vibes differently. And if you're thinking about getting married at first sight, you're not alone. There's a lot of people who have done it. In fact, there's a census that says it's seen a sharp increase in couples getting married at first sight from 5.2 in 2013 to 7.6 in 2014. And even though this is years ago, that's still a lot. 5.2 to 7.6. A U.S. Census Bureau found that in the year 2013, there were 320,000 first marriages out of 750,000 marriages in the country at the time. That's a lot of people getting married. Damn. And the last one is social network. People always ask, what makes people want to get married at first sight? Honestly, the answer is very simple. You see somebody. You see somebody you like. You're going off the visual. You see the nice face, the nice smile, pretty hair, nice butt, nice breasts. Whatever it is that capture your attention, that's the first thing you see. And you don't think about asking questions if the person is mentally sane. Is there some issues that the person is dealing with? What's your credit score? Do you have kids? What's your outlook on wanting? Do you even want kids? The last thing you want to do when meeting someone is to pretend to be someone you're not, which a lot of people do. A lot of people have this thing about they have to create a false persona. And as a result, these people often have multiple profiles while on social network sites. You don't want to look like a complete stalker or a complete fool. So it's best to create a few profiles with different personas when pursuing or meeting people. But don't let social media dictate to you that you want to get married to someone. Get to know the person. Spend some time with the person. Find out who they are. Dig deep into their mental. And then make a decision. Then decide that the person is for you. Stop going off of looks and what you like physically. Because there's more to a person than that. And to close this out, what make a person want to get married at first sight? Is that there isn't a specific characteristic that makes people want to do this. It's just how they go. It's just how they feeling, emotions, visual, whatever. There's no specific reason. Some people just do it for the kick of it. I know some people who have gotten married just to make their parents mad. Silly as hell, but that's what they chose to do. Some people have more personal approach to marriage, while others are more idealistic to what they want in their marriage. It's all about making the decision that's right for you, plain and simple. The bottom line, doing what's right for you. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do and what you can't do. Do what's best for you. And if that's getting married at first sight, then that's what it is. And with that, we'll be back with the topic of the night. Alright, we're back with the topic of tonight, which is sexting. How to turn your love on through texting. Sexting is the act of sending sexually explicit messages through mobile phones. Before getting into any specifics, you have to understand what sexting is about. There's a misconception about communication of love. Some people believe that it's all about talking dirty. Others see sexting as something more. Sex over a text. Well, each answer seems to be the correct one. But only when there's a connection through conversation. Like a man just can't say to a woman, hey, I want to come over and smash, or I want to hit tonight. That's not sexting. Sexting is a whole lot more. The first thing you have to do is understand that sexting is about arousing the target or the person that you want to get with emotionally. Because sexting isn't physical, it's about emotions. Because you want to get the person to start thinking about being with you. Because if you come off the rip saying that you just want to have sex, that's a major turnoff for some people. Whereas if you have a conversation, if you have a simple conversation about, I like the dress you had on the other day, that builds that rapport. That lets that person know that you see them more than just a piece of ass. Now, back in my day, the way we sexed was by two-way pager for you young people that might be listening, or touch tone phone. And I want to say we did it with the rotary phone. And for everybody who don't know what a rotary phone is, that is a phone that have numbers on the phone itself. You stick your finger in the number that you want to dial, and you turn it. I think it was clockwise. I want to say clockwise. Yeah, clockwise. Please Google rotary phone if you don't know what rotary phone is. If that's not telling your age, I haven't heard the word rotary phone in years. So for me to use it is just hella funny. But yeah, I can remember the two-way pages, the regular pages where you put certain numbers in, especially the number 69. Anytime you got the number 69, you already knew what it was. That was the official booty call code. So, there was a couple of more numbers that you can put in the phone or put into your, you can send through your page, your beeper, and people would know that, you know, meant sex. They wanted to have sex with you. But I can't remember the other two, the rest of them. So, well, I remember 69. Sometimes the best things to heat up any type of relationship is doing something simple. Like I said a few minutes ago, giving a compliment or making a statement can lead to a great way to build up passions of fury, of anticipation for a night to come, and indulge in the dirty side of your sexual ego. Meaning that if you say the right words, you're going to get what it is that you're looking for. You just gotta get the horse to drink the water. If that makes sense. A lot of people they go straight forward. You know what I'm saying? They don't use finesse. They don't use their thinking, their thought process. It's always physical. It's always fucking direct and forward. And that approach may work a couple of times. But people are like very cerebral. A lot of people think about shit. You need to give someone something to think about. You can't just bum rush everyone, you know, especially when it comes to sex. For all the reasons you send your significant other a sex, the best reason is good foreplay. Foreplay, the art where many people forget to enjoy. Don't even think about it. Bypass the whole situation to get the nut, to bust off. Now, I'm not saying you have to do foreplay all the time, but it adds to the sex. It all starts with something simple. A sext, a text, some type of communication. Hey, I think you're sexy. I want to get with you. How can we make this happen? I like the way your hair smells. I like that sundress. I like the color of your toenails. I like that suit that you wear. No, homo. So how can we make this happen? But people don't do that. They gotta have what they want. They gotta be served. They gotta get theirs. Why have sex then become so popular? It's been around since the birth of mobile phones. This form of communication is so comfortable that it has replaced normal conversations. And it's not just with sex, it's text messaging altogether. There are plenty of times people call me and I'll text. I'll text that I'm busy and won't even be busy because I don't feel like talking. And a lot of people do that as far as sexting. You know, I don't feel like talking to you, but I will sext you. I will text you. We can have that form of communication by texting or sexting, depending on what the situation is. Dirty talk over the phone is now replaced by sex over the phone. Women seem more comfortable and willing to sext than dirty talk on the phone, which is true. I know a lot of women who show their true sides when they texting or sexting. They show a person who I didn't think they had in them. But then when you talk to them face to face, it's as if they're like some type of fucking angel. I'm like, okay, you wasn't the person I was just sexting a couple of nights ago. Where's that person? I want to see that person. But she only come, nah. If that's you, that's you. You know, but to each his own. I think not speaking, not having verbal communication eliminates, you know, worrying about somebody eavesdropping, say if you're at home or you live with someone, you don't want them hearing sexual conversations. So, sexting, in that, you know, from when you're sexting, that prevents people from listening and eavesdropping on what it is that you're talking about. Also, they got this thing where you have, I think it's emojis or emoticons that allow you to show emotions through sexting. Feelings. Instead of saying I love you, you can put a heart. Or instead of saying you broke my heart, you can put a picture of a heart that's split in half. And that lets the person know you broke my heart, or right now I have a bad feeling towards you, or things are not right with us. Simple. Sexting is popular because it's discreet while still being visual. Initiating good sex. You know, guys want to know the interest of the woman. They want to investigate and find out if the woman, if a woman is interested in them. Because for most guys, they don't want to waste time. And if a woman is not, for lack of a better word, putting out, then men gonna go elsewhere. Some men, they're not gonna stick around and listen or hear the excuses of why you can't respond back, or why you can't tell me how you really feel, or why you don't want to talk about sex. Because there's plenty of women, there's plenty of guys, you know, vice versa, for men and women to talk to. If you don't want to talk to them, if you're not giving them what it is they need, then yeah, they're going like, okay, well, this ain't working, so, you know, I'm not making it to second or third base with you, so I might as well go find somebody else. And it's not difficult to learn how to sext. It's very easy. I think you got to do two things. The first one is, when you're dealing with females, you got to strike an emotion in them. You got to tap into the emotion. Try to make them laugh. Confuse them a little bit. Or even hold them in some type of suspense, because this is going to draw their attention. Mention something that you have in common, then bring up something pertaining to sex. This way, a woman will feel more comfortable continuing a sexual conversation. You have to make her think that she is special. Paint a picture. Make her think that you're right there seducing her. Give her a reason to want you. How sexing can improve relationship. Sexing can help improve relationships no matter the sex drive. Sexting helps you visualize having sex. You know, sexting helps the person that you're sexting visualize having sex with you, and it prevents awkwardness. This type of communication can create a bond, and it will probably give you a leg up on your competition that might be in the running with the person you're pursuing. When not to sex. Never ever sex a person you just met. If you met them at the mall, or if you met them at the store, the gas station at 2 o'clock, if they want to talk to you at 8 o'clock that night, please don't sex them. Please, men or women. Because if you sex a man, he's gonna think less of you. He's gonna think that you're just an easy lay. Whereas if a man sexed a woman, then she's gonna think you're not respecting her. She might not even talk to you no more. She's gonna tell you to forget about her, forget her number, don't ever call her again. So you gotta be very careful, and I would recommend a couple of dates, maybe a week of talking on the phone or whatever, before you even start talking about sex. Unless that person lets you know, unless y'all have a conversation, they say, okay, it's fine to talk to me about sex. We can have that conversation. We're grown adults. I can handle it. Now, if they give you the go like that, the green light, then go ahead and do it. But if they don't say nothing, then be tactful in how you talk with people when it comes to relationships and feelings and sex. it's not a good idea to send sex messages when a person is in a bad mood. And you can tell this by the way they're talking. If they're talking to you a certain way that's not familiar, or they seem like they got something going on, or you know, they may have some stuff going on with a family member, don't bring up anything about sex. Yeah, and it's common sense. That's common sense. And you usually can tell through conversation. I think proper timing is required when it comes to sexting. Try to get a good feel for their moods and what they, you know, what they're doing before sexting them. Sexting is a form of sexual expression that should be approached with caution. While it can be fun and exciting, it can also lead to negative consequences if not done responsibly. As with anything else, sexting is best enjoyed when both parties are comfortable and consent to the activity. Sexting can improve your sex life. So stop fantasizing about good sex and discover the world of sexting. And that's that. So, I know a lot of people don't care for sexting. It is something that both teenagers and adults do. And honestly, I think it's just an icebreaker to a situation that could be a whole lot more. And it's not something that you have to do all the time, or that's even required. But it can help, because there are times when you just don't want to be bothered with somebody. If you're not in an exclusive relationship and you're still feeling them, you know, you don't have to be all up on them or be in their face. You know, you can just send a sext. Let them know you're thinking about them. Let them know that you're feeling them. Let them know that you want to feel them. You know, many have sexed me. Many women have sexed me. And sometimes I just ignore it. There were times like I was getting so many, it was like, okay. And I would sit and see who would say something that would really make me get up out of my bed and go see them. And it was a couple of them that had that gift the gab, you know. And, but I really don't see too much of it now. You know what I'm saying? I see so much. No, the new thing is DMing. In my DMs, and with that, I think that's a little too aggressive. You know what I'm saying? Even though they're the same thing, I think this generation has taken sexting to a different level. You know, like I said, it's more of a in-your-face approach, whereas sexting has like a mysterious vibe to it, you know. But I'm not really up on the DMs and sexting and all that anymore. You know, I've had my time, so. And I think I was one of the best sexters. One of the best, you know, at sexting. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't, but it was interesting. It was one of those things that you just, you know, would try and do and see if it worked for you, you know. I know times when I ain't have no gas and I didn't feel like going to the gas station late at night, you know, I would lie and say, hey, I ain't got no gas. I got just enough to get to work tomorrow. So let's just talk. You know, we ain't gotta talk on the phone. Let's just text. And people was cool with it. You don't know. Like I said, it's one of those things that's just, it's just so in your face, so aggressive, you know. But that was it. That was it for tonight. If there's anyone that wants to send me an email, hit me up at whenhespeakserotica@gmail.com. Man, let me say thank you. I keep saying thank you. But thank you, everybody who listen, like, and subscribe to this platform, man. I'm not a person who likes to look at the numbers. I don't. Because when you're looking at numbers, then you forget what it is you're doing or why you're doing it. But I'm human. I get caught up. And I see the different... I see the multiple times someone has listened to my podcast on that day. I can get like two or three different people who has listened to my podcast. I can remember getting one person. I can remember not getting a soul to listen to my podcast for weeks. And now to see that someone has listened more than once, that shit is, and it still hits the same way for me. It still feels good to sit here at this microphone, this computer, and talk about shit that I know or shit I don't know. It's a good feeling, man. It's a passion, you know. There's more to me than sex, yeah. I have other things that I'm doing that's coming along, but I remember when I was sitting at the house when COVID had really hit and everybody couldn't go nowhere, and I was going through something, and I had to find something to take my mind off the situation I was in. I talked to this young lady who had did a book and who did some consulting, and she told me she had a podcast, and I listened to it, and all she did was just talk. She didn't try to correct anything she said wrong. She didn't, you know, try to be perfect. She was just herself, and that's what make a podcast good. Yeah, you're supposed to go and edit and fix things and, you know, try to make it as perfect as you can. But what's wrong with people hearing you perfect as who you are? Everybody try to tell you what to do, but this right here works for me. Because honestly, I wasn't gonna do it. Because I was knee-deep in something else. But I had to stop. I didn't even have the topic I wanted to talk about. I had talked about it. I had talked about something similar last year. I got to a point where I talked so much that I have to go down and look at what I've talked about to make sure I don't keep talking about the same thing. I'm one of those people who's very versatile when it comes to this. And I'm just going to be me. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to do a whole lot of editing. What you get, what you hear is what you get. Because that's what makes this podcast what it is. I like the fact that I'm doing it solo. I'm doing it dolo. That works for me. And I like the fact that people listen. So once again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hope everybody have a good night. If you want anything, if you want to say anything to me, if you want to give me something to read, or if you want to give a critique or a review, then please leave a message at whenhespeakserotica@gmail.com. Please be respectful. Take care of yourselves. Check out the book. working on another book, working on something else, another platform as far as doing this this podcast, or this type of podcast, on another platform. And as soon as I can get that up and going, then I'll definitely make sure I let y'all know where it's at. But just trying to do a lot of different things. And if anybody need help with anything, hit me up. If you into writing, if you're into telling stories, I got a lot of resources. I can definitely help you out. Just send me an email. I don't mind helping people. I'm not going to ask you to pay me anything because, I don't know, it's just, some people say that's wrong for me not to do that, but that's not what I'm about. Now, if I develop something, or if I take my time and write something and put it out on the market, then yeah, I would expect, you know, payment. But if you need a website, or you need some advice, or if I have some information I can share with you, yeah, it's no problem. So, because that's how I learned, that's how I got on, by somebody helping me, or someone giving me insight. Each one teach one. So y'all take care of yourselves, and I'll talk to y'all on Saturday night. Peace.